Welcome to Holly's Racing Fantasy. This is your hotspot for weekly NASCAR Cup Series race recaps, latest news, and of course, fantasy picks for the upcoming race. And now, here's your host and the voice of Holly's Racing Fantasy.
Believe it or not, it's 7 o'clock in the big city, and I am coming at you with the recap of the Talladega Super Speedway Geico 500.
It's really 7 o'clock.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, like,
no matter how early I get in here, no matter how early John and I get into our respective studio booths and set up, it's 7 o'clock. I thought, oh, we're going to be on it. We're going to have this done by 7. Here we are.
Like I said, I feel like I'm slouching.
Well, sit up straight.
Well, I'm trying to, but I'm hearing my doctor yell at me through my headphones.
His OT is like a tough.
Oh, she's tough.
She's a tough mutter.
Oops. I just clicked the microphone. You hear that?
When John said, what can I do to help my back? What kind of exercises? She go, look how you're sitting. Sit up. Build that core.
Sit up, son.
Is there any exercises I can do to build my core? No, sit up.
Yeah. Start by sitting up, you slouch.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean.
What'd you think of Talladega?
Talladega was
fun.
Fun.
Funny.
It was funny.
Weird.
Lots of different leaders.
Can you believe how it ended up?
No.
It was a heart attack on a plate, basically for my fantasy, because I'm not just the owner. I'm also a client.
That's not real hair, folks.
That's a wig. That was the hair club for men when Generation X was growing up.
Uh-huh.
And it was on WPIX. And now, John, you've got to get a picture of Cy Sperling. And he would talk about the hair club for men. Okay. And then at the end, he'd say, I'm not only the owner. I'm also a client.
Really?
And then remember he'd hold the picture of him with the bald head.
Well, you know, I could say these sideburns aren't real.
No.
That they're color.
These roots ain't real. But
my hair is kind of colored. I got gray color. Wait, we're going about color here.
That's okay. I was going to say, you know, so I have this podcast and video cast, but I also have a fantasy league.
Right.
So, you know, every week when I give these picks, that's also, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to pick. But I did not pick Tyler Reddick last week. I thought maybe I did. But that must have been the week before. And okay. That's because I didn't pick him.
We showed
week.
His car, though.
Did we?
We did. We had a picture of his car up there.
Get out.
Yeah. So there was a little.
Well, how does that happen?
We had a little voodoo mojo going on.
We do. There's voodoo mojo for sure.
A little voodoo mojo.
But I'm surprised and I'm not surprised. I don't know. But everybody wrecked. Everybody was out. The there was like two people that, you know, actually finished well. Thank goodness everybody picked half the league picked Brad Keselowski in my fantasy league. Not that they listened to me and that's why they picked him.
Yeah,
it's just
Brad
they
was
happened
like,
to.
Talking afterwards, like all depressed he was in second. It's like, Brad, you were in the back the whole race, dude.
Oh, it's the.
You just got up to the front like not that long ago. And you're like, well, it was a good day, I guess. It's like.
I know. It's NASCAR drama. Some of these drivers are just like, it's the worst thing in the world to finish second.
Yeah.
Man.
They'll be glad they got second when those points get them in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I do feel bad for Michael McDowell.
You do?
Yeah, because I really thought he was, I mean, he really had it. I mean, I thought for sure he had the sewn up. And then he made a block, blocking back and forth. And him and Keselowski got tangled because McDowell threw a block. And then they got tangled. Reddick snuck by for the win. Big accident behind him.
That's where you want to be, third place.
I know.
Let first and second kind of duke it out.
Yes, but, exactly. Yeah. On a track like this, that's exactly where you want to be. Did you see Corey LaJoie flew up the racetrack?
Yeah.
On his driver's side door.
He was like sliding down the track.
Against the wall.
Slip sliding away.
How do they walk away? And he finished 18th.
Yeah.
How do they walk away from all that?
Did he slide across the finish
he
line?
He did. He slid across the finish line.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought he just slid on the track.
No,
like that.
He slid up across the finish line.
Hey.
Yeah. So let me break down who did what.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Tyler Reddick won. And John, what do you have to say about Tyler Reddick winning a race?
Tyler Reddick knows how to party.
Nobody parties like Tyler Reddick.
In the winning circle.
In victory lane.
In victory lane.
It's crazy. I mean, he is just like all over the place. And wait, let me, before I do the lineup, Of course, Tyler Reddick races for 2311.
Yes, he does.
And that's co-owned by Michael Jordan.
The greatest basketball player who ever lived.
And whoever will. And Denny Hamlin.
Sorry, LeBron.
Sorry. Yeah, LeBron's pretty impressive too, he's man. Very impressive, oh my God. Okay, that's NBA. Let's not even.
All right, let's not go.
That's
there.
For our NBA right. podcast
right.
that we're going to start next year.
That's the NBA podcast.
We're going to do a podcast for every sport.
Yeah.
Because we're, that's, anyway. So MJ was actually there, which was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, can you imagine Tyler Reddick's son, Michael Jordan's picking him up and carrying him around? Can you imagine that being Tyler Reddick's son? Like, I got carried around by Michael Jordan.
Yeah, can you imagine?
I'm telling you. So
I got molested by the Grimace at the McDonald's playground. That's what I got. Some kids get Michael Jordan. I got molested by a Grimace.
You know what?
The evil Grimace, even the good looking Grimace. But I got molested by the evil Grimace. What?
No, you did.
I did
not.
I swear.
I got.
What do they call it? Oppressed memory.
Repressed.
I have an oppressed memory.
That's true.
I got a repressed memory.
I loved the Grimace.
Yeah.
I got to meet Grimace. I think I said this before.
Yeah.
It was exciting. I had his autograph. I gave him a hug. Yeah, I love the Grimace.
He's an awesome purple gland.
Just
the best.
Taste bud. But anyway. So
what's that? The back of your throat?
The uvula.
The uvula. He's a great purple uvula. Yeah. Uvula. Uvula.
But the funny thing is that supposedly Denny Hamlin told Michael Jordan in the past that he's bad luck.
Yeah, he did.
Because whenever he comes to the track, they don't win.
No.
But this time he proved them wrong.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
And then Denny Hamlin came over like, oh, what's going on? Somebody win? All right, you know? And they asked him how he felt about it. And I wrote this down. He goes, you know, it means more when your kid actually wins, you know, than when you win. And no lie, John and I looked at each other and we're like, BS, bull crap. Hamlin did not mean that.
I'm sorry, puking in front of the camera. I'm just puking it all, Denny. Yeah, and he shows up in his 2311 gear.
And like
he got all the Joe Gibbs stuff off quick.
And his hair was all slicked back.
I'm an owner.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my children.
No.
Okay,
I don't buy that for 1 minute. That's why you race them like a mother effer. If it's you and them, you going for it.
You got to teach your kids.
But that's cute. That's cute, though.
Maybe.
But we were just like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so on that note, Brad Keselowski was second, despite his misery and like drama over it. Right. Noah Gragson came in third. Good for Noah. Yes.
All right.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was fourth, and I almost put him on there
in
my picks, but that's the thing. He hasn't done this well in a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex Bowman, for coming in fifth. Saved my fantasy season.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm still in first place. I won it several years ago. Other than that, I didn't even win it.
Well,
I came in second.
I've never won it, so.
Yeah, I know. You'll get there.
No, I won't.
So I'm just enjoying sitting on top for a while.
Yeah.
Anthony Alfredo was sixth.
Delicious. Alfredo.
William Byron, that sneaky son of a gun, came in seventh.
Never count Willie out.
Never and ever. And that's why, did I put him? Oh, no, I didn't. I did have Keselowski in there, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody else pooped down on me.
Who got in back of, like, how did we, because we thought maybe Bowman would have finished a little closer, but because he actually got.
Bowman?
Yeah. Didn't Bowman get into somebody?
No, he had to drive through that wreck.
Yeah, he drove through the wreck.
And that's how he got fast. That's
how Bowman. That's
because he was like 11th.
Right.
Okay. But he drove through the wreck and somehow made it through.
Yeah.
Todd Gilliland was eighth.
Gilliland.
Daniel Hemric was ninth, which is nice. It's nice to see him up there. And Harrison Burton was 10th. And then anybody else, Martin Truex Jr. Martin Truex Jr. was running second. He was running for a long time.
He led
16 laps, but he got caught up in that mess.
He did. Yeah.
So that's how he ended up 11th, you know, but I don't want to go, you know, into that. Everybody who you would have thought, Bell, accident, 38th, Denny, 37th, Bubba, 30. The Toyotas all pitted together and they all came back out together. And John Hunter Nemechek, because you cannot do, if you're going to push somebody,
John,
you got to do them right in the middle of the bumper.
Thanks for taking out Bubba Wallace, John.
You get either corner and you're going to send them flying and yourself too. So Nemechek just pushing into Bubba a little bit, Bubba pushing into Jones, and it just went kunk.
It was a like an accordion. Cluster.
It was an accordion. Tyler Reddick was in front of that. Ty Gibbs was behind it, and they're the only two that survived. It took out Erik Jones, it took out Bubba, it took out John Hernimachek, and it took out Denny Hamlin.
Like, it took out Erik Jones, like, permanently.
Took out Erik Jones until further notice.
Yeah.
Because he came out of the care center. I mean, it was a bad, it was a nasty wreck for Jones into the wall.
But he's like, oh, geez, my back is sore.
He's like, I just feel a little sore.
Yeah, you broke it.
The next day, he has a broken vertebrae.
Yeah.
So he is out for Dover. Until further notice, but hoping he heals. He sent a nice message on Facebook. He sent a nice thing to his fans saying it means a lot seeing the outpouring of support for the last few days.
Yeah.
I'm committed to my health and recovery. Your words have been amazing. Erik Jones is very active on the social media, and he's such a nice guy. I got to be honest with you. He's a nice guy. Not that I know him, but he seems like a nice guy.
I'm sure he is.
So I'm going to tell you, the very first wreck of the race, we didn't see what happened because, you know.
Why didn't we see it?
Because they had to have a commercial.
Right.
Because they got to have commercials on.
Yeah, not even side by side.
Right. You're in Talladega. You need to find a way to be side by side.
Constantly.
Unless there's a caution. Right. Take the caution time because it takes you 10 laps to get back from a caution. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about. NASCAR trying to create drama.
Yeah.
10 laps on the yellow.
Yeah.
So run a bunch of commercials then. But at least give us a side by side when you're on a super speedway, for God's sake.
That was absolutely ridiculous. Especially when we're seeing the same four commercials over and over.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's just like, oh, you know, it's like baseball. Oh, the Yankees are up. Well, hang on. We'll be right back. We're going to have a commercial.
Right. Aaron Judge is up to bat.
Hold on. We got a commercial.
Yeah.
It's like no other sport goes to commercial. And I get it. The races are longer and a little more whatever, but you don't go side by side.
Yeah, exactly. And it was Bell and Briscoe that got in that first one, which that took Bell out, but not Briscoe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hate saying, I'm just, you know.
That's all right.
Which Chase Elliott just missed that one. Okay. Well, sexy booth talk. We have sexy booth talk today.
We do?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I am. We don't have to go lead in. Let's just go for it. You know what I mean? We don't need our intro to that.
Is it in the recap or is it in the news? Or is it?
It's not right now. No, we're in the pretty recap. We're still in the recap.
Okay.
Ford still has not won a race this season.
Wow.
I know.
That's true. Yeah. This was their best chance.
It was their best chance.
So far.
Yes. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
And John wrote down in his terrible handwriting, Toyota cluster F.
Well, that was when they were coming back.
Yeah. I know what that is. So yeah, that's it. That's all I have for the notes. That's all for the recap.
All right.
I think, you know, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. That sums up the whole race.
You don't think Cooter Mouse had anything to do with Michael McDowell, do you?
Maybe. There could be some bad blood there because he was not too happy at the end of the season with him.
That's true. I feel like Cooter Mouse is like cursing Ryan Blaney because where was Ryan Blaney? I said Ryan Blaney's finished like in the top 10 for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't even know where he ended up.
I picked him too.
He ended up 20th. I know.
Yeah. He did terrible.
I know. He did. You know, let me see how many laps Michael McDowell led 36 laps. And that is the most of anybody at Talladega on Sunday.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, poor guy.
Tyler Reddick led 13. Truex led 16. Daniel Hemric led 8.
Yeah.
Ross led 6. Chase led 5. Josh Berry led 3. Carson Hocevar led a lap. Blaney led a lap. Logano led 22 laps. He actually won the second stage.
Okay.
Cindric won. He had led 16 laps. Oh, well, he led 16 laps and he won a stage. I mean, it's just craziness.
And
Shane Van Gensburger led 3 laps.
I'll tell you what's crazy.
Do tell.
Is Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson started with a penalty.
Yeah.
Because he had illegal roof rails.
Not only did he go to the back, but he had to go a lap down.
Yeah.
And the guy was still in the race. He got back in the race.
Yeah. I thought he was 2 laps down at one point.
Yeah.
And he kept getting the lucky dog and he got back in.
He was in it.
He was, but then he got caught up in a poop show.
Yeah.
But craziness, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we can go to NASCAR news and get out of the show recap.
Let's go to the news then.
All righty.
Yeah, that's a good recap.
Okay, thank you. Good.
So what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on in Oz? Okay, here we're going to Dover this weekend.
Dover.
And that's going to be the Worth 400, I think.
Okay.
Dover. Jimmy Johnson is racing at Dover. I wonder if it was planned or is it because Eric Jones isn't racing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure. Because I didn't hear anything. Well,
that's I'll give you a prediction, though.
What's that?
Nothing.
A prediction?
He's going to finish 28th.
Remember how Johnny Carson used to have like the little thing and
I'll have the remote control here.
The
turban. He would just give an answer.
And then he'd open the paper and he'd pull it out. That's John.
On number 28th.
Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson. Exactly. That is not a good Johnny Carson.
No, that wasn't.
No.
No, I didn't mean to say that. I wasn't thinking.
That's fine.
Well, it wasn't the best. That was more like Ed Sullivan. That was an Ed Sullivan. You're like, all right, we have here is a really big Jimmy Johnson show.
We got a big show. A big Jimmy show.
So Jimmy Johnson. Yeah. Here's my prediction about Jimmy Johnson. It's fun. You know, it's fun to see him out there.
He's probably doing shrooms and smoking weed before he gets in the car.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Yeah. Well,
I heard that song the other day and I said to John, is that really the thing? Like, does Willie have some rough weed?
Yeah.
And I guess that's the thing.
He does.
So Corey Haim, I think that's how you pronounce it, will be driving the 43 for Eric Jones.
Not Corey Haim.
I'm pretty sure it's Haim. Not Corey Haim. Corey Haim. They got some pretty good paint schemes. We'll, someone is driving the A&W car.
Oh.
Who is that? Front Row Motorsports.
I don't know.
The 30s.
Are you going to look that up?
Is it Todd Gilliland?
He's driving the
I think A&W. Todd Gilliland's driving the A&W car.
They're root beer, remember?
When you go to A&W
and you get the barrel, the root beer from the barrel.
Yeah. Not the like best. The machine just,
Yeah.
So delicious. They don't have A&W down here.
No.
They have it back in New York where I don't want to go. But yes, that he'll be driving the A&W car. I want to take a quick mention about AI. Mm-hmm. Which is don't believe everything you see, folks. But also don't believe, you know what? Things are getting worse online. You got to fact check everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you why. I just clicked in the microphone. Sorry about that. I'm going to tell you why. Because there's a website that literally posts fake stuff. And at the bottom of the website says everything on this website is fake. But people still share it. People shared it. They shared a thing saying that Raja Karuth was protesting the anthem and he got fined $100,000 from NASCAR.
Okay, Raja Karuth.
As you may or may not know, Raja Karuth is like only the third black driver in NASCAR. So, yeah, and we're not doing that here, reads the caption and the text. And it was shared more than 60 times. Because there was a meme of him standing next to Jeff Gordon and Jeff Gordon had like his hand over his heart or I don't know what it was. And it was not real. It was not real. He did not protest the anthem. They asked Matt Klug, they're like, is this true? And he's like, no, it is patently false. He wasn't protesting and he wasn't fined. So it's like, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be careful with that.
You do.
Oh yeah, it says, it's America's last line of defense, a network of satirical websites. Its bio states nothing on this page is real. So you know what? I don't know. What does that mean? Where is life going to go?
What's the point of having that out there?
I am telling you, I don't know. It's scary. Scary times. Scary times. If you ever see anything, just Facebook me or send me something on YouTube. Because
you're always on Facebook. Who do you like and why?
Okay, I'll try. I'll try. Kyle Busch is really, he hates the next gen car.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
He's not like, very good with it.
Ride in line.
Offense to him, but he's not.
Finish where you try to race, finish last. I hate these cars.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You can tell.
Denny Hamlin said on Actions Detrimental, he's right.
Yeah.
He's like, when you look at the final restart, it's like the last lap. you can't get out of line. You can't, you know, they have a ton of drag. You can't, you know, remember back, which that's one thing I noticed, like back in the day, you used to like going for the end and on a super speedway, everybody would branch out and it'd be like four wide.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know. That did not happen a lot.
No, that's true.
You know, and even when, and when, on the rare opportunity chance that it does not ever work.
Do these next gen cars have ashtrays?
I wonder. Oh, remember when cars had ashtrays?
Yeah. And yeah, the lighter.
And the lighter?
Yeah.
You'd pop that in, and you'd stick your cigarette in your mouth.
Red glow.
You'd be driving.
You'd light that cigarette.
You'd be reaching down there, wanting to go click, and you'd reach down there, you're not looking, because you're looking at the road and you're like trying to.
Remember when smoking was good for you?
Remember when smoking was cool and you looked cool?
I remember when it was good for you.
Yeah, I was like, hey, man, you reduce your stress.
Well, speaking of that, didn't like Dale and Jimmy, you said something this week you were going to use for the news.
Damn it. What was it?
Dale wrote something about how some drivers would like, Jimmy ruined the sport.
Yeah.
Because he would work out all the time.
Oh.
So everybody else felt like they had to work out.
Didn't I write that last week? Wasn't that last week's or was that this week?
No, it's for this week. You didn't say it last
That's
week.
True. He did. He ruined the sport because him and Carl Edwards used to work out like crazy.
Yeah. Dale said this, right?
Dale said this. And then he said, so then everybody's like, why aren't you working out like Jimmy Johnson? Maybe you'll win. And so then he tried working out and eating right and he still sucked. So then he went back to drinking beer and he was like, whatever.
Yeah.
And so, that's true.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know who works out and who is very health conscious is Ross Chastain.
Yeah.
Which is strange. Yeah, so that's what he said because what's his name?
One of the drivers. Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle. Yes, he would come
with
to the
cigarettes.
He'd get to the car with a cigarette in one hand and a Coors Light in the other hand.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let him have the beer in the car, but they'd let him smoke.
Yeah.
And he'd be smoking. It would go to caution. He'd reach over and he'd light up a cigarette and he'd smoke around the track during cautions.
And you know what?
What?
That used to be the NASCAR target audience.
The Winston Cup. It used to be the Winston Cup. And they would give out free cigarettes when you went to the race.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
I know.
You know, I was never a big smoker, but you know, it was, you know.
You smoked.
Fake.
No, you smoked.
I didn't really inhale.
You did.
I was like Bill Clinton. I didn't really inhale.
Yeah.
Not much. But you know, it was something to do when you were nervous. Don't act like I didn't visit you backstage at a show and you're like smoking the filter.
Yeah, I was.
I remember you sitting on the table. You're like all shaky and smoking the filter and you're all in your long hair and your 90s angst teenage misery.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, hey, John, how you doing? You'd look at me like this. You'd go. You probably can't see, but you would. You'd
I cannot see you.
You'd have that look on your face like you wouldn't even talk. It was so cute. No wonder I was so cute for you, hot for you. But we weren't together at that time. We were just friends. But I had the hots for him.
Yeah.
But no. We don't need
this
to.
This is getting way
this
off.
This doesn't need. Track. It's not that far off.
A little bit.
Okay, let's move on to sexy boot talk.
You want to do sexy boot talk?
I don't know, unless you want to save them. You want to save them all up.
I thought maybe say next week is the end of April, right?
Are we going to do them once a month now?
Any more this month, we'll pull them together.
We'll pull them all together and
you will have sexy booth talk.
Yeah,
next week.
Month is May.
Yeah.
And next week is
next
May.
Next show.
Well, next show is May.
Well, right. We'll recap April's sexy booth talk.
All right. Well, then let's go to the, let's go to who do you like and why?
Yeah.
And then we'll do my fantasy picks.
That sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Who do you like and why? Who do you like and why? We want to know who you're picking, so you better get to thinking. Who do you like and why? Who do you like and like it? Who do you like and like it? Who do you like and like it? Like and like it? Like
that is the best song ever.
It is the greatest song.
I'll probably keep saying that for a few episodes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, really, this week, I'm such a loser.
You are.
That I didn't post on Facebook, who do you like and why, until about 2 hours ago.
Oh,
so I'm sure that Rose and Raven Garcia and everybody else is going to get on there, and I won't have it.
Right.
In fact, Scott Curless gave me a laughing face. So, because Scott actually showed up on YouTube, as usual.
Right.
So we have Scott, who did mention Joey Logano last week, and Joey Logano, you know, I think he won a stage, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you do get your third of a pick correct there, Scott. But Scott is going with Martin Truex Jr. for the win.
I think I might go for Martin Truex, too.
Yeah, you're telling me way too soon my picks.
Yeah, okay. As long as he qualifies.
I also found out that Scott is from New Jersey.
Oh.
So he kind of considers Dover his home track like Martin.
Let's give Scott, like, this is like his preview show. Like,
yes.
This is for you, Scott.
Absolutely. But he also has other picks.
Okay.
He has some top fives. He thinks Larson and Buescher, Elliott and Chastain. Scott, you have a key law. You're peeking in when I write my fantasy lineup, aren't you?
I think
you?
He's getting broken into your computer.
I am telling you. Yeah. It's really funny. Because, again, I write these picks before I see anything.
Right.
So it's really funny. You wait. You mark my words. You'll see.
Hey.
All right. So that's all we have. I know that Rose probably likes somebody.
Right.
But, you know, not that I have right now.
That's all right.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so let's move on to my fantasy picks.
Yeah, let's see who you're picking this week.
We'll move into my fantasy.
And who you like and why.
And who I like and why.
All right, we'll be right back.
Who do you like and why? Who do you like and why?
While fantasy sports betting can be fun, gambling can be a serious issue. If you or someone you know has a gambling addiction and wants help, call or text the National Problem Gambling Hotline at 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. Standard text and data rates do apply. You can also visit them online at ncpgambling.org.
Here are my NASCAR Fantasy Cup Series picks for the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway. And that'll be at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on FS1 this Sunday, which will be April 28th. Where did this time go? First and foremost is Martin Truex Jr. These are my brilliant picks, mind you. Martin Truex Jr., I simply cannot say enough about Martin's track record at this track. If you look at his history, it is seriously single digits for miles. But seriously, the 19 has a great opportunity to get that elusive first win of 2024 at the track on Sunday. He's got 4 wins here already. And of all the active drivers, now that Jimmy's kaput and Harvick's gone and Kyle Busch doesn't really do well anymore, and that he's pretty much it. Because not only 4 wins, 19 top 10 finishes. 10 top fives, Martin Truex Jr. Kyle Larson, haven't heard from him in a little bit, but he's just one of those guys that can get around the monster mile with no trouble. He's only finished outside the top 12 twice since 2014. That's 10 years. 10 years. So he'll get you something, maybe some stage points, maybe at least a good finish, if not the whole enchilada. He's got 1 win here. 7 top fives and 11 top tens. And last but not least, and it's good to put this guy back on the brilliant list, Chase Elliott. Good to see him there. He's great in Dover. In fact, he's been top 12 with the exception of an engine failure. One engine failure, one accident, top 12 finishes since he came to the Cup Series in 2016. So he's got 2 wins here, 9 fives, 9 tens. Keep an eye on Chase Elliott this weekend. Moving on to my brilliant NASCAR fantasy picks, Alex Bowman. I like where Alex Bowman's head is right now. Maybe that girlfriend's got him going. I like the fact that he finished. He was able to, capable enough to keep himself in the game, finished 5th in Talladega. And I think that heat is going to boil over a little on Sunday. It's been a long winless streak, but he's, he saved my fantasy season. So he's been top 5 in 5 out of the last 6 races. And also, this is his 300th start. So whether he's been in the 88 or the 48, look for Alex Bowman to do well again in Dover. Brad Keselowski, he's been dying. He's been ready. He hasn't won in a long time. And it's going to break sooner rather than later, I think. But either way, I think you're going to see another good finish from Brad Keselowski. He has a win here. He's got some top 5 finishes, and he's got 11 top 10s. Last but not least, my sleeper pick for the week at Dover is going to be Ross Chastain. He's only got a couple of good finishes here, and that's only the last couple of weeks, or the last couple of years. But he finished third in 2022, second in 2023. And as far as my counts go, that means he could finish one in 2024. You know, he's been on a bit of a downer lately, but this is a great place for him to come back and conquer that monster mile. Honorable mention is going to be Denny Hamlin, only because he usually does so well here. And if he qualifies well, he might get you a stage point. But I don't know if I would count on him for the absolute win because he's been wonky lately. So let me recap that for you. Brilliant picks are Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, and Chase Elliott. Bold picks are Alex Bowman, Brad Keselowski, and Ross Chastain. Honorable mention, maybe Denny Hamlin. So I'm going to say enjoy the race. Those are my fantasy picks for the Worth 400 at Dover Motor Speedway, and I'm sticking to them.
Interact with Holly's Racing Fantasy on YouTube or Facebook. Just search Holly's Racing Fantasy on each to find us. And don't forget to tell us who you like and why every Wednesday before each race. You can comment on the current HRF episode on YouTube or reply to my Monday night post on Facebook. Thanks!
So if you're interested in watching the Xfinity race on Saturday, that's at 1:30 p.m. on FS1. That's the Bet Rivers 200. Cup Series qualifying is Saturday morning at 11:20 a.m. on FS1. They're actually going to practice this week.
Really?
At 10:30.
What was the blessing by NASCAR?
It must have been.
Wow.
That's on FS1 too, so that might be interesting. I don't know why the race is at 2 p.m. Maybe they know something I don't know. I thought usually they're, you know, at 3 p.m. After Dover, we go to Kansas.
Ah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And then Darlington on Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's All-Star Weekend.
Wow.
At North Wilkesboro.
Insane. That's how fast it's going.
That's how fast time is flying. We'll all be dead.
Yeah.
And then after North Wilkesboro, that's the Coca-Cola 600. That's Memorial Day weekend.
Holy
I
cow.
Cannot take it. I can't take it.
Yeah, May looks like it's going to fly.
May is going to fly. We have a billion appointments scheduled for May.
Yeah.
But then, you know what? June, July. We have a hiatus coming up in July because NASCAR will be on a break for 3 weeks because of the Olympics.
Yeah.
And NBC has the Olympics in Paris, so we will have no NASCAR.
Yeah.
And we are going on vacation.
We will be on vacation.
Yep. Not for the whole time.
No. But just we'll be off the air.
We'll be off the air.
Off the air.
We'll do our recap after the July 21st race.
Yeah.
And then we won't be back until after August 11th.
Yeah.
So that'll be lovely. I'll miss y'all. But yeah. You can listen to like old shows.
Yeah. If you're like really bored.
If you're really bored.
And you have no life.
I'm really bored. Yeah. But I'm just going to shout out to all the people that listen to us. We still have people in other countries, right? We have a Belgium.
Here comes the romper room.
We have a Germany. We have Belgium. We, of course, have the UK. We have Canada. We have the US.
I see Johnny.
Is that it? Is there anybody else?
I see Sally.
So if you're in another country, tell somebody else over there to listen and watch. Because that'd be fun, too. Or listen, I guess.
Yeah.
Because watching, I don't know, everybody can watch from everywhere.
Yeah, I think you can.
You know, go ahead. If you're not watching the show right now. Oh, by the way, don't forget, go down there on this YouTube video and tell me who you like and why for Kansas.
Yeah. I like the ribs.
Oh, I want some ribs.
Yeah.
I can eat meat.
Yeah, that's one thing you can eat.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I'm still on the FODMAP, folks.
We know.
Because I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
Because I'm hangry constantly.
Because you need to go find an office.
I do need to go find an office.
You need an office.
Criminy, diamondy.
Man.
I do. So, you know, John, do you have anything else to say?
No. No, I don't.
So I guess then what
I... had a little bit of a...
Yeah?
An interesting week.
Yeah?
Not too much going on.
Not too much going on.
Yeah.
John had PT.
Yeah.
His PT hopefully thinks that they'll be able to work this out of him.
I hope so.
It's a rough time, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some friends that are bad. I'm 50, and I have friends who are battling cancer.
Yeah.
You know, I have a friend who's going through chemo. Shout out to Pete. God bless you. I have a my childhood friend's wife is going through chemo. Shout out to Jennifer. God bless her. And then, you know, it's just like, what is happening with life? I feel like I'm not that old, but I am.
No. What can you do about it, though?
Pray.
That's why I said,
Get up every day. Do your exercises. Try to eat right. Don't smoke.
Try to eat a lot of M&Ms every day.
Fake smoke.
Fake smoke. It's like breathing exercises.
It is. Because I did it the other night. And I'm like, because I didn't want to smoke anything.
Do those and around the head smokes and stuff too, like
yeah,
you know, do the moves and stuff like they used to do.
Right, exactly. Do some Tai Chi. Yeah.
No, I mean the cigarette, fake smoke. Remember, like, was it Cedric who did that on Kings of Comedy? He put his arm around his head. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember those moves?
Yeah.
Those are awesome.
It's funny.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. Those are the days. You know, don't drink a lot.
Those were the days.
Try not to stress. That's a big killer. Stress is a killer. It'll make you fat and miserable.
And your heart will explode.
Yeah, it's true.
So picture that, folks.
Picture that picture, exploding heart. Just let it go, man. You're chill. Just relax.
Unless you're driving in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Nothing means that much. Have a little wine. But not too much. You can't do anything in this world anymore.
You can't have wine. You can't drink. You can't smoke.
Ignorance really is bliss.
Yeah.
Because when we was all ignorant.
Who cares? What are you going to lose out? Like, what did Dennis Leary or someone used to say? You're going to miss out on the last 10 crappy years of your life?
That's true. I'm already.
Who wants
to
live those? I don't want to live to 100.
Thank you, God, for letting me live this far. I didn't think I'd make it this far.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I thought I was going to die before I was 20.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
I thought I'd be dead before, I don't know.
Yeah, but I ain't going to let you.
I was 4 years old.
Now that you think you're going to die, I'm already.
I was aware of death when I was 2.
I know. I know. I was too, because my mom just like drilled it into me that someday we were going to go to heaven and you know, all that. So yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all right.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going.
It's all right.
I know where I'm going, but cause, you know, I don't want to miss out. There's interesting things here.
Yeah. Sort of.
Well, if time would slow down like a little bit.
There's like 4K stuff to watch, you know, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, we got 4K version of The Abyss.
Yeah.
We're so old, we had to watch half last night and we'll watch the other half tonight.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
What happens? What happens when you're like, I can't watch this whole thing?
Well, because you got to be in bed by 11.
I got to be in bed.
You know?
I know.
And if you start something at 10 o'clock, it's like.
I know.
All these series too. Sometimes you just catch 45 minutes, like watching a series.
It is. That's true.
It's like
It's like watching a series.
It's a 3-part series of called The Abyss. It's a 3-part.
Hey, there you go. Right, an hour.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what? Yeah. We should probably wrap it up. Nobody wants to hear us drone on and on and on.
Yeah.
Just know that you're not alone.
No.
You know what? If you're lonely, you could listen to us.
Yeah, or you could just turn it off after the picks.
Turn it off after the picks. We do mark it in there where the picks are.
Yeah, you just click on it if you want.
Click on it, go right to the picks. Be done with it.
If you want to hang out and just.
Yeah, if you want to hang out, leave us some comments. We can hang out with you.
Yeah.
You know? Someday maybe we'll do a psychology show.
Yeah.
Or a basketball show because
I know basketball.
Yeah, well, you used to. It comes back. It's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
You fall off, you get right back on.
Well, hey, the Knicks are doing good.
And the Knicks are doing great.
Are they on tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
That would be Thursday night.
That'd be Thursday night.
So by the time you hear this, they'll either be 3-0 or 2-1.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's exciting.
Sports are fun.
Playoff sports is great.
I love sports. And the NFL draft is coming up. What is it, tomorrow?
No. Is it this weekend?
Yes. I think it's tomorrow night. Alexa.
The Giants are going to.
When's the NFL draft? Tomorrow night. Oh, ABC.
The Giants, the New York Giants will definitely get a new water boy.
They are not getting a quarterback. If you're anybody's interested, you watch. You'll be hearing me. They did not get a quarterback.
We're going to die with Daniel Jones.
We're going to die on the Daniel Jones Hill.
On the Daniel Jones Hill.
Let's just hope that he can, you know. Well, maybe they're holding out till next year because I don't think there's a lot of incredibly promising quarterbacks this year.
They gave him so much money. They got to pay him. Or he's got to play.
He's got to play. Get out there, Jones. Get out there. Toughen up.
Yeah, toughen up there,
Jones.
What's the guy from...
Francis.
From Evil Dead.
Ash.
He looks like Ash a little bit.
He does, yeah. Bruce Campbell. He does.
A little bit.
You're right.
Like Bruce Campbell and Eli Manning had a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be Daniel Jones.
That would be Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, right. You guys, we gotta go. We gotta go. I don't want to waste your time anymore. No. But everybody, please, please stay safe.
Yeah.
Be careful.
People
be safe.
People die in cars. You know.
People die constantly in cars.
Be a defensive driver.
Be a defensive driver. Look around. Use your mirror. Look all around you. Don't drive like you're on a NASCAR track.
Why?
Well, actually, they are aware of each other. You know what?
You do.
Oh my! I'm gonna kill a cat.
No.
I'm not really, but no. I wouldn't kill a cat. But yeah, be safe, be healthy, wash your hands, take some deep breaths, relax, don't do anything stupid, and get smart.
All right.
Okay, and you know what else?
What else?
Race on.
Race on.